I like to follow abandoned Instagram accounts. Scratch that. What I mean to say is that I like to follow Instagram accounts that regularly post photos of abandoned places. Those are clearly two different types of accounts. Anyway, occasionally it seems pretty clear why something was abandoned, but most of the time it seems like a complete mystery. I'm often struck by these images and left wondering how and why some of these places could ever become abandoned. But whether the abandoned places are dilapidated shacks or these once opulent palatial estates, the one thing they all have in common, aside from being abandoned, of course, is the signs of wear that come from time, wind, temperature, and water. Every inch of these abandoned places, whether wood, metal, or stone, eventually begins to erode from exposure. Water is the number one cause of erosion on Earth. As water rushes over things, natural or man-made, it often carries tiny parts of that thing with it, slowly eating away at what once seemed pretty permanent. A rushing stream or river can wear away at their banks or beds to become these massive canyons that are miles long and even hundreds of feet deep. The battering force of an ocean wave can literally bore holes that form caves, create arches, and eventually form sea stacks that are hundreds of feet high. Wind is also a super powerful agent of erosion. Wind can sometimes blow sand into towering dunes like those found in the Gobi Desert in China, more than 1,300 feet high. Or wind can blast sand against mountains and polish them into smooth stone. Yep, given enough time, in the right environment, just about anything on Earth can be changed by natural elements. Temperature can also transform things. Everyone knows that ice melts at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Butter, on the other hand, needs to reach somewhere in the 80s before it starts to melt. For wax to melt, you have to get it to 140 degrees. Plastic, 212 degrees. Aluminum, 658 degrees. Glass, 1,292 degrees. Gold, 1,945 degrees. Sand, 2,822 degrees. And get this, graphite, 6,872 degrees to melt graphite. So why the grade school science lesson? Because a really profound thought, or at least to me it was profound, struck me recently, and that's this. Nothing is impervious to change. Given enough time and the right conditions or effort, everything, even the things that by all appearances are really super permanent, eventually yields to change. And I'm not just talking about the external world of planet Earth itself. I also mean your internal world. Every habit, every addiction, every thought pattern, every lifestyle, given enough time and the right conditions and effort, everything eventually yields to change. In fact, when it comes to our efforts at making changes to our internal world, the only sure path to failure is if you decide that the change you're seeking is no longer worth the effort and the environment that it requires. People in this situation will typically decide to, quote-unquote, make peace with the enemy. The enemy, of course, being whatever it is that opposes their change goals. Listen, if you have to make peace with something, instead of making peace with the enemy of your change goals, why not make peace with the fact that this is a fight you must keep fighting, even if it means fighting for the rest of your life if necessary? Why not make peace with the idea that change is a process and it will require time and effort and environment? I guess what I'm really trying to say is this. Don't be so quick to give up on change. Let me give you a really simple example. I said earlier that butter melts at around 80-something degrees. So, if you take a stick of butter out of your refrigerator or freezer, you can melt it in several ways. For example, you can place it on your countertop, and it will very slowly change into a very less solid state, depending on the temperature where you place it. Or you can take that same stick of butter and you can throw it into a boiling pot or a microwave and it will very rapidly melt. That teaches me two important things about the change that we long to see in our lives and even in the lives of those we love. One, environment matters. And two, rapid change probably means significant pain. You see, as much as we think we want overnight change, it probably would require a very hostile environment, like being thrown into a boiling pot. We should be grateful that the changes in our lives often happen slowly. If there are things in your life that are constantly tripping you up, commit to changing them. Nothing is impervious to change. No habit, no addiction, no thought pattern, no lifestyle. Just keep the pressure applied. Never surrender. Equip yourself with the right elements, the right environment, and a relentless mindset that says, I will not stop until this change happens. That, my friend, is how you stick the landing.